An equation of state is an equation in terms of three variables: pressure, molar volume, and temperature. I like to abbreviate equation of state by just EOS. Now, some equations of state have theoretical bases, but some do not. An equation of state can be considered to be the result of a curve fit of a set of experimental data. A set of data consists of pressure, molar volume, and temperature measurements. Let's try a thought experiment. Imagine that we keep a cylinder full of gas at a constant temperature. We add a small weight to the piston. The pressure increases and the volume decreases, right? It's fairly straightforward to predict the increase in pressure if we know how much weight we added to the piston. But what's the new volume? That isn't quite as simple, is it? Hopefully you're thinking that this problem doesn't seem too difficult. Just apply the ideal gas equation of state, right? Well, maybe and maybe not. Under certain circumstances, the ideal gas equation of state is reasonably accurate, but all too often it's not. When the ideal gas equation of state is not accurate, we need to use a more sophisticated equation of state. In any case, the function of an equation of state remains the same. Given any two out of the three variables, pressure, molar volume, and temperature, an equation of state lets you calculate the value of the unknown variable. In this lesson, we'll review what you learned about the ideal gas equation of state in freshman chemistry. We'll also discuss why the ideal gas equation of state often fails. Finally, we'll discuss one of the many more sophisticated equations of state. This is a graphical equation of state, and it's effective even when the ideal gas equation of state fails. This equation of state is called the generalized compressibility factor equation of state. We'll discuss other sophisticated equations of state in the final lesson of this chapter.